Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We've been gossiping for so long. I guess we should start the podcast.
Yes. For once, I wasn't recording Tynan shit-talking off guard.
You should have been. Yeah. Your air's on. Is that a problem?
Ooh.
Please leave it on. It's never really a problem. We've
done
this before.
I think it'll just be like a little room hum.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a heat wave, guys.
Whatever. Go to sleep. It's white noise. Listen, not to start off talking about the weather like a bunch of idiots, but it is hot boots in New York.
Yeah.
We got to keep some central air on.
It is like walking in a mouth outside.
I'm suffering.
It's so humid.
Oh, my God. I feel... You were going to say something.
No.
Oh, this isn't interesting. I feel like we are finally... Should we even want to able to talk about all the shit that we couldn't talk about all summer?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh my God, your nails look so good.
Oh, thanks.
Is it just like a little blue French tip?
Yeah.
A little blueberry French tip?
I just wanted something. Which is
milky blueberry French tip.
What are they called? No. I just wanted something like clean and graphic and different. I'm very bored. But yeah, I love it.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I feel like there's been a couple of really big launches that we have had in our back pockets for months now.
Yes. And there's even more coming.
I know. And I only say that because they're big launches that I myself am excited about.
Yeah.
So we finally have DS and Durga Deep Dark Vanilla. Mm-hmm. But we also, in the same week, LOL, have Boy Snell's Vanilla Era.
Oh, I haven't smelled that one
yet. You got to get your fucking hands on that.
I think they're sending it. They said they're sending it. TBD on whether that's an actual bottle or an offensive 2-millimeter vial.
I think they're sending you the full one.
Okay. I honestly wouldn't mind like a 1 ounce comp.
This one is, I mean, so.
Okay.
We both have smelled DS and Durga Deep Dark Vanilla.
Deep Dark Vanilla. DDV.
Your thoughts?
I think it's nice. I think it gives you exactly what it promises, which is vanilla.
Yeah. One out of three ain't bad.
It's 1 out of 3. You're right. It's not super deep. I personally wouldn't categorize it as dark, but I also wouldn't categorize it as light. So, I don't know, like mid?
I actually sort of...
Not mid. It's vanilla.
I was really excited because DS and Durga is a big weirdo brand that we love, and they're fun.
I thought they were going to go somewhere wacky.
Yeah, they have kooky takes on everything. So I was like, ooh, I want to see the DS and Durga take on vanilla.
Yeah.
And I said to Sable before we started recording, it's I think the most literal. I'm not going to say unimaginative like it did off mic, but I will say literal scent that they've done. And I don't think it's deep or dark.
But I also think probably most people will enjoy it.
Listen, I think it's lovely. Don't get me wrong. If you want a vanilla, it toes the line between an actual literal vanilla and a vanilla perfume. Mm-hmm, and I know that sounded very stupid, but just go with me.
It's kind of like a dry, crisp vanilla.
See, crisp,
it's
not
super sweet.
I think it's glassy. No, I think it's metallic.
A bit,
shiny.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think it's light in that way. Not light in wear, but there's a lightness to it.
There's like a dryness or like a crispness to it.
Yes.
That is unique for a lot of vanilla scents out there.
Unique? Yes. I agree. It's nice.
It's a man's vanilla.
However, Boy Smells Vanilla Era. Bitch.
Did they explain to you why they called it Vanilla Era?
No.
That's so funny to me.
Yeah. I don't hate the name.
Because
I
have a lot of punny names. So I was like, what's going on here?
I think it's either two of the time or very silly and funny.
Yeah. Because I always do like vaguely sexual puns.
Yes.
Like polyamorous.
Yes.
That's literally one. I only know one. But
fuck,
you get it.
I should have been wearing this today. It is, I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it now. Maybe I won't. But it's a Boy Smells take on vanilla that really doesn't disappoint. And I have a lot of heart for the brand, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's skirt right now. It's so much fun. It's so good. It's very rich. It's very chewy. It's got a ton of depth. Some hero notes are saffron, incense.
Ooh.
Isoe Super. This isn't all of them, but Isoe Super, beetroot, obviously vanilla, coffee absolute.
I knew it would be like a kitchen sink vanilla.
It's so good. It's nice though, because it, to me, vanilla is not the first thing I would get from it. And right now I feel like in the last 18 months, all vanilla perfumes have just been capital V vanilla, which is great, but they really took it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're having fun again.
I'm trying to think of who else did a vanilla recently.
We're going to maybe get there.
We are going to touch on that.
Oh, we forgot to do a fun intro. It was just us ranting.
We did the intro we deserve.
This is the third anniversary of Smell You Later. Da, da, da. And we always, two times before, have done the biggest award show in fragrance.
Yeah.
The one that everyone comes out for. Yeah. The Step and Repeat is full of people. The press lounge is packed. The bar is barring. The Smell You Later Awards. I lost my train of thought.
We do it every year.
Yes.
For the past 3 years, because that's how long we've been existing. I can't believe we've been at this for 3 years, man.
Almost something I don't want to think about.
I was thinking about this today, that I thought 2020 feels like, even 2019 feels like yesterday, and it has been 4 years.
Thank God.
It has been a high school tenure.
Oh my God. Oh my God, right?
Yeah. A child went to and graduated from high school in that time.
God, imagine thinking that we started this in the throbbing dick of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking the train here with no one on it.
Fun.
Crazy vibes.
And now we're back to taking the train where no one gets up for a pregnant lady or a person with crutches.
Lucky for me, I have too much anxiety to sit on the train, so I don't have that problem. But what a ride.
What a ride. I was going to say, we've grown, but we have no idea how many listeners we have because podcast metrics are so opaque.
That's like low-key not true, but...
kind of is true, actually. You don't know.
I have, in this past year, maybe the last 6 months, how do I say this in a way that... How do I say this? I've been a little disassociated with the show.
Yeah.
And it's anything about it other than the outreach, the scheduling, the recording, and the editing. Once it's out, it's
same.
Out of sight, out of mind. And I think I am coming back around to it. And nothing happened. Nothing bad has happened. But I don't know. I am dealing with this thing that any sort of content creation existing is humiliating.
Agreed.
Do you know what I mean?
Agreed.
But we've started this thing that people like, and now we have to keep doing it. And I love the response, and I love our listenership, and I love all of the kind words that we always get. But I'm just like, whatever that show does, it's none of my business. But now I'm coming back to it, and it feels good to engage in this thing that I'm working so fucking hard on.
Yeah.
Again. But no, it's this is like the most fun thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So crazy. Thank you guys for listening for the past 3 years. We hope you enjoy it. We've had some pretty cool guests, I think, the past couple of weeks, and we have really exciting ones coming up. So I'm excited.
Like an onslaught of guests. Yeah. Some people I want to talk to about too. Yeah. And as always, if you know us personally, please turn this off.
Immediately.
We are genuinely. It's so funny. This thing fully exists as an entity, I feel like, outside of us.
That is weird to think
about. Do you know what I mean?
That is really weird to think about. I remember... I forget who it was. I think it was just like a person in our DMs. It was like, I showed my partner the podcast and he enjoys listening to it with me.
Oh, funny.
And then he saw a photo of you guys and was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And I was like, I don't know if that's a roast or not. And I don't want to know.
People always also talk about they're always surprised about the height difference or something.
What do you mean?
Multiple people have said, like, when they see us together, they're like, I don't know. I'm like, we're both short as shit. What are you talking? Like, what height difference? We're both 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I know. We just photographed tall.
Yeah.
Not a bad place to be.
Also, like, when we were at dinner with Hawthorne and he was like, you guys are the one. I'm like, please don't tell me that. I don't want to be anything.
The one what?
But no, it's very cool and very surreal.
Yes.
As Sable said, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Yes.
I know it sounds corny, but every time someone says every comment or every whatever.
We got some really sweet Spotify messages.
Oh, did we?
This week, actually.
And I will never know because I don't have Spotify.
I know. Because you
I'm an elitist.
Wait, actually, I think I can put you on my Spotify account.
But if I don't have Spotify.
You can be on my account.
Oh, I still don't understand what you mean.
If you wanted to sign, it's like when people share their Netflix passwords. It's like that. In that. Way. What are they? Anyway, okay. You know what? I'm not going to look for it right now, but
they're good though.
They're very sweet and they're just like I think because Spotify just does the default question is, what did you think of this episode? Uh-huh. So people write what they think of the episode and they're nice thoughts. So oh, that's
good.
Nice.
Good,
and we appreciate fucking, them.
Those girls are smoking us out on Apple Podcasts sometimes. I'm like, turn it off.
You can roast it on Apple Podcasts.
Literally, Jesus
this
Christ.
This is not an Apple Podcast friendly podcast.
Christ, go listen to The Daily. Anyway, we just had the long weekend though too.
We did have a long weekend. Yeah. I went upstate. It was nice and peaceful. Pet sitting a cat and a dog. Eating fresh vegetables from a garden. They have these really amazing cherry tomato bushes. And I was like, wow, this smells so much like that boy smells candle. And I was like, Sable, the candle smells like the tomatoes.
Broken brain.
Not the other way around. Right. Broken brain.
Right.
The city mouse goes to the country. And I'm like, wow, the smells are real. It's not just in a candle. Oh, my yeah, God. Right. Tynan, what do you smell like today? Oh. I feel like the category is going to be long. So maybe we should get to it.
I actually don't know what I smell like today. What is that called?
What? What?
You have it.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you smelled this?
Yes.
I love it.
I will talk. You talk first, then I'll talk about
are
you, it.
Are we both wearing it?
No.
Oh. I am wearing Tutti Twilly.
Tutti Twilly.
I knew that was coming. By Hermes. And so they reached out about it, and I wasn't that excited about it, but it sounded interesting. So I was like, okay, send it. I'm obsessed with it.
Have you smelled the other Twilly scents?
No.
Me neither.
Okay. Why I call this in is the three notes that they call out are lychee, ginger, and musk. Mm-hmm. And I was musk. Like, I'll be the judge of that. And it's funny because last week, one of my coworkers brought lychees in to work. Mm-hmm. And then I bought some this weekend. And then like this, I guess I'm in my lychee era. But so I had some IRL experience with lychees before this came into my life. And yeah, it really pays off on its promise of lychee, ginger, and musk. It's yeah. really pretty. It's pretty.
It is very fruit forward.
Yeah. It's bright and juicy in a way that you would expect it to be.
I don't know
be.
Why they didn't call it Tutti Frutti.
It's probably coming.
Because Tutti.
Well, because Twilly is the franchise.
Yeah.
But no, I love it. I put it on and I was like, oh shit. I don't know.
You're
I,
not like a fruit guy.
I'm a huge fruit guy.
Really?
Yes. I just, as long as they're not floral, I'll wear anything.
Fair, fair, fair.
But this is, I just didn't trust them to not do it right. It's just, it's a more fun, more sort of literal way in than yeah. I would expect Hermes to go. But then again, I ended up loving their other perfume that I recently talked all that shit about.
Which one?
The yellow one.
The yellow one. Is it like a circle?
No, it's the pistachio one.
Oh, the Giordano Sinther.
Yes.
Yes.
I fucking love yeah. that one now. I love this one. It's just, it's super fun. It's this big, bright.
It's like super zesty.
Effervescent.
Yeah.
Effervescent. Yeah. Like you said, zesty. Juicy fragrance. It's really lovely. It's a lot of fun. I don't know. There's just not a whole ton to say about it because it is what it is, but it's a great scent for the hotter months if that's your thing. Mm-hmm. And it's even, it's not lightweight, but it is watery and splashy. It's great. I don't know. Yeah. I love it.
I have not worn it on skin yet, but normally when I get a fragrance mailer, mm-hmm. I will spray the fragrance into the box
yeah.
and then smell the inside of the box. And maybe it's whatever the box material
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, this is not good.
Something about it smells like cat pee.
It's the cardboard.
Oh, okay.
Smell it on me. I just sprayed it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like really nice and musky on you.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that's one thing I was going to say. It, yeah. As it dries down an hour six, it, yeah. the musk really does pull up.
Yeah, something it, about the... Again, I was like, this is probably like the box. Maybe it has like a plastic coating on it mm-hmm. or something. But I was like, this distinctly smells like... litter box cat pee.
No, the fragrance is gorgeous. And it, yeah, I would actually say on the final destination yeah. finish line dry down, I don't love it as much because it is the musk really pulls up, but whatever.
Because citruses fade the quickest.
Yeah.
So that musk is going to, mm-hmm. it's got to pick up where it left off.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm super excited about it. I love it.
I am excited to be on the Hermes fragrance mailing list.
But yeah, you should try it on skin.
Yeah, I will. I also got all of the, I didn't even know this was a brand, Love Shack Fancy.
It's not. Oh, like it's, a brand in
yeah,
general?
Yeah, I like wasn't even aware of it like as a brand. Oh. I think I was like on Gap.com looking at like basic t-shirts and I saw that they have a collab and I was like, what's this? And that's like the only introduction I'd had to the brand in my life. And then they randomly sent me their three fragrances.
Yeah, I've been dodging their PR. Yeah. Love Shack Fancy to me gives. What is that luggage brand that's all quilted and all floral? It essentially looks exactly like that.
Like, oh.
And I'm going to do the
whole house. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Laura Ashley.
Laura Ashley.
Maybe, I don't know.
Like, but I'm thinking of Lily Pulitzer, yeah. That vibe.
It's, I feel like it's for sinister white girls.
Yes.
Truly.
Wealthy, sinister and white girls.
I say that more factually than I do jokingly, but
yeah. But I read this really great essay from a writer peer, Steffi Cow, about it was about the vanilla girl trend,
yeah,
and how the white woman's soft power is victimhood. I was like, damn,
shit,
through the heart,
right?
But this aesthetic reminds me of that.
Totally. Those bottles are sick though.
They're the very
big pink bow. I'm
the
like, big fuck
pink
me.
Bow. They're all florals, which I thought was. I was like, if you're gonna do three fragrances, be a little adventurous.
Yeah, I
feel
think
like there's a fruity floral, a warm floral, and a classic floral. Whatever the fuck that means.
That's their customer though.
They're all nice. They're very pretty, nice fragrances for a girl who maybe isn't me, but
yeah.
They're pleasant. If I had to wear it, I wouldn't hate it. But I do feel like it's an imposter fragrance for me. I'm like, who is she? That's
wait,
not me.
Wait, what is you then, Sable?
What?
What do you smell like today?
Oh, ooh, good transition. Ha ha ha. I did something you hate, which is fragrance layer.
I don't hate it. It's just not for me.
Okay. I am layering two fragrance oils from Ex Nihilo. Mm. The musk oil that I've had for ages and their supernatural oud oil.
Supernatural.
Which is new.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is a cool name. I was drawn to it because it has saffron. It threw out saffron as one of the main notes. So I was like, obviously I need that. And then it's violet, rose, vanilla, and oud, of course. And when I smelled it out of the bottle, I was like, oh, that's pretty straight up oud. I was like, it's a bit not at all what I thought it would be. But then I remembered I had the musk from them. I think I got it in 2017, probably. And they're little bottles because they're concentrated. And the musk is really beautiful. It is a straight up, no bones about it musk. It's very soft, not super powdery. It's like a tiny bit laundry detergent-y in that cottony, comforting way. Mm-hmm. But it's not overly sweet and not too powdery. So I smush them together. Mm. Oils you can smush, I think, because it's like, it's an oil. And together it's amazing.
Nice.
Because the musk kind of quiets the stank of the oud a bit, and it brings out all of the other things in the oud that's not just like, ooh, at volume 10.
Okay.
And it's so pretty. And I keep catching whiffs of myself all day, and I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I love that. That's
I smell so
feeling.
Good. There's something about it's just, it's warm and it's musky. A tiny hits, like a tiny little hint of spice in it, but it smells like when you've been in the sun all day.
Mm.
Kind of, not necessarily near the ocean. It's almost as if you were spending the day in the desert if there was also like a beach in the desert.
Okay.
Which obviously makes no sense because desert and beaches don't mix.
That's fine. It's our show.
There's a little bit of the skin sweetness of not suntan lotion, but there's something about like salty air on skin that has a certain scent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that type of musk with the dry desert heat.
Hmm.
It's really nice.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. Crack the code.
You have finally.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been really into fragrance oils recently, but unfortunately they are all like way more expensive.
I feel like you stay interested in fragrance oils though.
I do. I love the idea of them, but they're just so expensive.
Yeah.
And I feel like even if I was going to call them in, I feel a little sheepish based on their expense.
Okay.
And I think also that brands are like a little bit more conservative with doling those out for press.
Yeah.
Because they are usually like small doses, handmade.
Mm-hmm. Also just more of the raw material. So it's...
Yeah. I'm just like, I'll take a tiny vial. It's fine.
I love that.
A sample of a sample.
Yeah.
I love that feeling of finding your fragrance mix and making it your own is like, it's such a good feeling.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is mine and no one else can have this scent because no one knows the recipe.
Right. I love that.
So good.
I think it's time for our award show to begin. We brought back some old favorite categories as well as some new ones.
Yes.
And I think it's our strongest group of categories yet.
I feel like we had too many categories before. We had so many. Some of which were probably a little bit too silly.
We called it down a bit because sometimes you just hit them and move on. Yeah. Sometimes we stay. So I think this is a good mix.
This is a good one. Okay.
I feel like we've done this one 3 years running.
This one stays.
Yes.
This is a permanent evergreen category.
You interest one. It's a very you.
The Honda Award for Best Accord or Note. And okay, I chose two because it said Accord or Note. So my favorite, the best note is Saffron. And I've been saying this consistently for the past 2 years, maybe year and a half. It's so uniquely amorphous, but at the same time, immediately detectable. That's what I love about it.
Yes.
And best Accord, I'm giving to Pistachio. She is the Accord of the year.
Yeah. So Pistachio is my answer too.
Oh.
Not to be totally obvious, but like it is the year of Pistachio. Not yes. that makes it the best, but it's been fun to see everyone yep. come to the table mm-hmm. with their offerings.
I think Pistachio is the gateway gourmand of 2023.
Yeah, for sure. If I had to throw another one in, it would be Champagne.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just think, but again, Champagne is just as much of a note as it is an idea.
I feel like it's almost like a texture as
it's
well.
A texture, but I think it's just something to get in your head.
It's a good, it's a good storytelling.
Exactly.
Note.
Part of me
record.
Loves those kind of, like with DS and Durga crush balls, where I really like that scent, by the way, but most of those notes are storytelling notes, like I
yeah.
said on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't fucking know what's in it. And like,
I actually went to the store
yeah.
and smelled it
yeah.
and it's just really nice, like grassy citrus.
It's beautiful.
It's yeah. beautiful, but I was like, I don't know and what the hell you're talking
sort
about.
It sort of warms up to be this like honeyed
yeah.
citrus. It's beautiful. But yeah, it's, I think in that, just from a marketing standpoint, you can't have all storytelling notes, cool mm-hmm. it, but I think one or two, I would like to see people play with more.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they're all marketing notes.
It's all marketing.
You know what I mean?
Also like what, yeah. Like people will say jasmine, people will say rose, but it truly depends.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I would much prefer the storytelling notes.
Okay. Second, this award is called No Sweetie, Biggest Flop.
I feel like we're going to get banned for saying this.
I think we've already been
banned. You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
I've noticed that we are no longer on the press
mailing list. Oh, I don't care about that.
Flair. I never want to just criticize something without giving reason, but anytime the biggest selling point of something is its virality.
Yes.
I'm immediately like, something's afoot.
And to be fair, yes, I wrote this whole feature on virality and
yes,
why it's not...
It was very good. I read it.
Oh, thank you. Why it's not a valid marketing POV. But in their defense, Missing Person was super viral.
Yes.
Fine. I'll give that to them. And I've heard their founder, Chriselle, on, I think it was Los Angeles, being mm-hmm. very much like, you can't plan for virality. You can't seed it. And I'm like, okay, word. She's right. That's cool.
Yeah.
But...
I think it's also because A, Fleur was already an existing brand mm-hmm. that I had known and loved. Mm-hmm. So an expectation set mm-hmm. from something that exists, and then you see it go in a completely different direction to the point where I'm like, you should have just made a whole new.
I don't know, understand like, why she didn't just do
that. Yeah, you should have just made your own brand.
With because the story of the entire collection is her.
Yeah.
So why not just. And the Fleur name. Was around, but it wasn't like fucking, it wasn't like commodity fell off.
Yeah.
And then people were like, where'd that brand go? Mm-hmm. Fleur was sort of like, okay, bye.
No one really cared.
No one really cared.
It was a little bit before its time doing like luxury, quote unquote, clean fragrance.
Yeah.
But, and all of the Fleur scents are nice.
Yeah, they're fine.
It's just the fact that everyone, or every time I hear about it, it's always just like this viral fragrance. And nobody has anything of note to say about any of the scents.
Yeah.
Why do I keep getting it shoved down my throat?
I don't know. And I think my thing is like what you like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I like to think that we don't ever get on these mics and just criticize for the sake of criticism. That's not what the show is about. It's about what we love, not mm-hmm. what we hate. Shout out to Taylor Swift. But all of the marketing around it.
Yeah, the marketing is
very like, are you sure you want to say it like that?
It's a very little, self-contradictory.
It's a little first thought.
Yeah.
And it's a little, I would either love way more nuance or none at all. But actually, no, I would just
play up into the camp, or you got to give us a little bit more
I would
nuance.
Love some critical thinking.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, yeah. So that's... Something's just missing. They're doing a lot, but I don't feel like any of it is thought through.
Which is funny because you know how much thought it takes to get something
Yes and no. Because it's not your baby. It's not for boys, but yes, it is.
Yeah.
And
I think that's where it gets me too, is that you're right.
And father figure.
Uh-huh. I don't get it.
Divorced, empowered. And yes, sure, but it's
Which
like,
is funny because I'm like, when I smelled father figure, I'm like, this is a classically feminized scent.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. But again, the visuals.
You're trying to do everything.
Yeah.
But do it safely. And you can't have it both ways. Yeah. You can't be a super provocative brand and be in Sephora. And I don't think they're trying to be super provocative. I don't know. But
I feel like it's almost like we've not done perhaps enough of a thesis on why we think this is a flop. But
I think I almost just got there with myself, though. I think they're trying to be like provocative, but they don't know what they're trying to provoke. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, I think that's very well said on that. Yeah. That's what kind of throws me about it is I'm like, what are you about? Like,
what else is there? Or what are we trying to do
here?
I don't know.
Just have the fragrances are lovely. Like, yeah, what are you doing about that?
Either just make beautiful scents or make a like great scents with like crazy campaigns. Yeah. But don't do half of each.
Yeah. Who's next?
You can do this one.
The Industry Plant Award for Best Fragrance That Smells Like Libra. This is so funny. You do know that they just came out with a new Libra, right?
I do know that.
I would like to smell it, but I feel like I already know what it smells like.
It's like that Monique meme. I would like to smell it.
Wait, I don't know if I've seen that meme, but now I want to see it.
The one that's, I would like to see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My vote was for Mugler Goddess Supra Floral.
Mm.
It is their newest one that immediately when I smelled it, I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Mine, don't get mad at me because I do like the scent, but it is Prada Paradox. And I'll say that with a caveat of they did differentiate it enough that it does smell. It's not just like a one-to-one. A lot of these girls are today. But I was really excited about Paradox and I was just like, okay, so that's what it is.
I will respectfully agree to disagree.
That's fine.
But I do agree that they are in the same house. They are sisters. Yeah.
If you're going to do this big tentpole franchise of a new Prada scent that in the new like emblem bottle, I want something like it can be conventional, but just not the same.
Mm.
Julie loves it too.
Yeah.
Everyone, my mom loves it. Everyone loves it, which is great. I'm not saying it's a bad fragrance by any means. It's just like, okay.
They also just came out with an Intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which saw that one coming.
I saw it on a billboard in my neighborhood. And I was like, how dare you make me learn about this from a billboard? Everybody else instead of an email.
They exist. Best body spray.
This category.
Mine is
yours
going,
makes so much sense.
Mine is going to be the Sol de Janeiro body sprays.
Yep.
And I say that because I think they're doing it the best. They're delicious. If if Sol de is your type of scent, they're very sweet. They're very a lot. So if that's your thing, then you will like them. I like that they put them out seasonally. I like that they're big and bright and just super fun and joyful. They're not something that I would wear or reach for every day, but I think they're doing something that takes itself, like it knows what it is. Mm. And they're taking that seriously, but they're not taking the convention of it seriously. They're just like, people like these. They like having fun. Let's have some fucking fun with them. And I think that's great.
I think with the exception of one, I think it's the 40 something one. They do all smell a little similar to me.
Yeah, I also agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this. I think they're exactly the right price point too.
I agree on
that.
They're
like 24 something. Yes. Which is, that's where a body spray should land.
But I'm sure that keeps the lights on.
Yeah.
For that company.
I know. I think
that
fucking ass cream does.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
People love that brand. And I get why.
Yeah.
I get why.
People can clock that scent anywhere.
I would like them more if they would come on the show.
Agreed.
Which they have said no to twice. Or maybe maybe once.
Did they say it again most recently?
No, but they just got new PR and they reached out to us and they're like, do you want to have Sol de on the show? And I was like, yeah, you should ask them and ask that we have never made before.
Yeah.
Please ask them for the first time.
Every publicist, every new publicist they get.
I was like, do I let them in on this? I was like, no. What they know won't hurt them.
I agree. I remember the other day seeing, sometimes I get reels that pop up on my Explore page that are fragrance content creators. And there was one girl who was doing one of those, like, here's my scent of the day combo. And she layered on three fragrances, two of which I hadn't heard of, but they were described as musky sea salt clean laundry types. Okay. And then she put Sol de Janeiro Curiosa on top.
Wow.
And I was like, when I see, you know, when you see questionable things on TikTok or Reels and your immediate thought is, gotta go to the comments. That's my immediate thought. I was just like, gotta see the comments. And of course the comments are like, what was the point of doing that? You're just going to smell like the Curiosa.
That's funny. That's really funny.
And then she had the poster had responded something like, no, the other ones fade really quickly and then you're left with the Curiosa. And part of me is like, no, I think you're just smelling the Curiosa. What?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things where I'm just like, am I crazy? Or
No.
What is the logic here? What is the math? Show the math.
Right. Right.
Just wear the Curiosa. You don't need to layer Curiosa.
No. Just Never. Have some fun. Yeah. You know what? Maybe, and this is someone who doesn't like one musk or two layering. I can see maybe adding a musky base to it would do it some favors. But again, it's shit on shit.
Shit on shit.
In the best way.
For sure.
Oh, I think I should read this one because it would sound derogatory coming from you. The Tynan Sinks Award for Biggest Fruit. I don't even know what I meant by that.
Okay. Yes, I took this literally and culturally. Coconut.
Yeah.
This is the biggest fruit.
I would not have picked that having not seen yours, but I do agree, and I love coconut in fragrance. Mm-hmm. And I like it more when they
I've been noticing it more, too.
Yeah. I like it more when they don't just go full sunscreen with it.
Agreed.
But I also love a sunscreen scent, so.
I like when it's subtle and, I don't know, when they play with it and make it a little bit more unexpected.
Or use it to make it a fragrance sweet and creamy.
Yeah.
And lactonic, almost, but not like a beach ball.
Agreed.
My answer to this is fig.
I love that answer.
And that's a very you answer.
Yes.
I like fig, but I'm really enjoying fig more and more lately. Specifically, I can't stop wearing Ellis Brooklyn Sunfruit.
That's so unexpected.
Why?
I don't know why.
It's like sweet and fruity. That's all I like. Not all I like, but.
In my mind, you smell like spicy, warm.
That's true.
Gourmand. Not fruity gourmand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Keep that. But. No, that is so loud. Listen, I will be honest in saying that I had for a long time had a chip in my shoulder about Ellis Brooklyn for reasons that we don't have to go into on the mic. Vanilla Milk is that girl all day long. So I had to forcibly change my opinion. And
love that. Super Amber. Love it.
Yeah. I have not smelled that one, but
I think you'd hate it.
Okay.
It's a skin scent.
But God damn it. Sunfruit is so beautiful. And oddly, it's actually fig and coconut. It's just like the most.
I thought it was like pineapple. Mm-mm. Okay.
It's so.
I have the body oil.
It kind of smells like tropical bubble gum in a really good way. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Sunfruit.
So, fig is my answer for that one.
Fig is a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next category is the Megan Thee Stallion Body Yaddy Yaddy Award for Best Smelling Body Yaddy Yaddy Product. Mine is a mainstay for several years running, and that is the Neutrogena Sesame Body Oil.
Mm.
Always brings me back.
Yeah.
I was like trying to rack my brain. I was like, I have so many body oils. I have so many products.
You do have a ton of body products.
And a lot of the new ones are nice, but it's just, it always goes back to that one, the Neutrogena Body Oil.
It's funny that yours is such a mainstay because mine is something I literally just got. But I saw it a couple times and I was like, I should call that in. Mm-hmm. And finally, I was like, I don't need it. And finally, I was like, okay, fine. They broke me down. And I am in love with it. It is the Isle of Paradise Confidently Clear Body Collection. Mm-hmm. Does any of that mean anything to you?
Does Confidently Clear, is that like an acne?
Yeah. But Isle of Paradise, do you know them?
No.
Okay, neither do I.
I think they've been in my inbox. I think
are they a fake tan?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, they pitch me a lot. And this caught my eye because I, as I say every minute, struggle with body acne. And this promised to help that. I ripped that thing open and I was like gagged. It's just another sort of like I just said, and I forgive me for repeating, but it's a tropical bubble gum. It's like really nectary, really pink, really sweet. It is not in concept and execution the Sol de Janeiro body wash, but the scent itself is very different, but just as enjoyable, just as delicious. Oh, yeah. I love it. And it's really affordable. There's three products and they're all from $22 to $28.
Oh, I've been noticing a lot more acne body products these days.
We're out here breaking out.
Yeah. And I remember I like had a bunch and I gave them to you and then I had some other ones.
Yeah.
And I was going to give them to somebody, but then I was like, is this going to be seen as like offensive if I give you like acne products? I was like, I don't want them to think that I'm like, here, get rid of your acne.
I will say, can you see my coochie in me? Sorry. I just bought these shorts and I have one of They're those liners, but it's really sheer. Anyway.
I will also give honorable mention to the Being Frenchy beauty
product. You love them. That shocks me.
I don't know. They're really nice.
Whatever.
Nice. Specifically the cashmere vanilla scent. But all of the scents are pretty well. They're just very well made scents for a mass target brand product.
They're Givaudan, right? Allegedly.
Yes. Okay. It's the mood sense technology they use.
Oh, to finish that thought. Sorry. Best body wash for body acne is Dial hand soap. Sorry about it.
Say that.
I also heard that the generic baseline Head and Shoulders dandruff shampoo is perfect for body acne. And I don't know why, but I've heard
people say it's good for fungal acne.
Okay.
I don't know how you diagnose yourself with fungal acne.
Don't diagnose yourself with anything.
Yeah. How do you know?
The Kris Jenner Award for Note We Want to Get Really Famous.
I put two, but I'm actually think I'm leaning more towards anise.
Ooh, that's such a good call. Yeah.
Is it, do you say anise or anise?
I say anise, but everyone says
me too. Anise. I say anise.
Yeah. We're probably going to get a fucking voice note about that now too. You know the number. Pull up.
Sorry. I love saying words wrong. Language is flexible, man.
Language is flexible. Okay, so my answer to this, I've said this before. I confused myself on where we were at. I've said this before, but I still want strawberry to have a big moment. I don't know why we're not putting there. Strawberry in fragrances.
There's the Melanin Getz strawberry fragrance.
Yeah, but okay, that's like strawberry for people who live in fear.
There's I've actually never smelled that one.
It's nice. It's just like shampoo-y.
Marc Jacobs Daisy calls out strawberry, which I'm just like, huh?
There's one that's really, one Daisy. I'm not sure if it's Daisy proper, but there's one that is pretty strawberry-ish.
I've smelled a lot of them, and I haven't clocked the strawberry in any of them, but.
I want Moschino to do a big strawberry scent.
Oh, I can see that.
A strawberry bottle.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Okay, the Let's Get This Bread Award for Best Savory Scent. Mm-hmm. And piggybacking off my last category, Abel, another word that I don't know if it's Abel or Abel, Black Anise. Mm-hmm. Black Anise. God damn it. I think it's their new Est launch, but I've had it for a couple months. It is like the perfect perfume manifestation of anise to me.
Mm.
Because it's very literal and straightforward and pure, but at the same time, it's like super warm and musky and it just melts into your skin and it's so nice. And I remember the last time I wore it, I was getting acupuncture. My acupuncturist thought it was like a fancy French perfume. And I was like, no, it's this tiny New Zealand brand.
I love that. I really want to smell that.
It's really nice. It's like on the nose anise, but not like too sweet. I think it's more spicy than sweet, which is why I like it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, ignore my answer because this is where I lost the plot. I think mine is that, oh, fuck, what are they called? Sniff Secret Menu, the croissant scent, butter. I'm sorry, I fucked up my answer here, so I'm riffing, but this is what I wanted to say. The Sniff Secret Menu croissant scent, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
I just like that.
Crumb Couture?
Crumb Couture. Why do I remember that? Why do you remember that?
I don't know.
I
haven't smelled it yet.
Not my favorite of the year, but I thought it was really fun. People get really excited about it for obvious reasons. I thought it was an interesting take on what you can do with gourmands if you so choose, and I really enjoyed wearing it, and I would love to see more like that. I would also like to see someone do something with an olive.
Yes. And ooh, I don't know. Like the saltiness.
Yes, like
brine. Like a martini fragrance. Yes,
exactly.
I'm surprised that doesn't exist already, or maybe it does and we're just not aware of it. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The Eras Tour Award for Longest Lasting Fragrances.
I have a couple here.
Can you not say that third one?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
I have so many that I could say, so I don't care to lose one. I don't know why I'm writing it down. I'm not just going to say it, but... Okay.
Have they released their vanilla yet?
No, not yet. Okay. Soon, though. Okay. Obviously, the reigning champion of this award is always Mugler Angel.
Yes.
It's there when you don't even want it.
Yes.
It's like the friend who you want to hang out with, but they never get the cue to leave.
Yes.
It's that. The next one that I can say from experience is Matte Premier Crystal Saffron. And in truth, honestly, every Matte Premier fragrance I have lasts so long. Mm-hmm. After a shower long. But I think I just wear Crystal Saffron the most because it's my favorite. I will smell that on my pillow the next day. It's everywhere.
It's funny because I came up with this dumbass question and then I realized I was like, I don't really have an answer for this because not that I haven't in the last year worn something that wore really well and really strong and for a long time, but I didn't never felt really choked out by anything, whatever, until I remembered, and not in a bad way, but the strongest, longest lasting scent that I wore all year was the new Maison Crivelli Oud Maracuja.
Oh my God.
We had a passion fruit summer.
Yeah.
And it is a scent of passion fruit and oud, like smoky oud. And my God.
Now that you're saying that, the Patchouli Magnétique comes to mind.
Yeah. This, though, is something... Patchouli Magnétique, to me, is so pleasant. Not that Ooh Maracuja is not, it is.
I feel like it's like Angel in that the first couple minutes, it's a little nauseous because it's so intense.
This Ooh, though, like, Ooh can really come after you and get in your head. Yeah. And it's a really sharp, really... in assertive oud that it's pretty, but even like my project manager, I think I said this on the show, was you don't smell like yourself, and I was like, I contain multitudes, but yeah, that was the longest lasting scent that I wore all year.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, Acro Ink also lingers.
Yeah,
moving along, the Missionary Position Award for Best Vanilla Scent.
I'm sorry, this is so disrespectful. I don't know why I put that on the list.
I immediately thought of Arkiste, the Architects Club.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They sent me the travel size vial recently, and I love it so much. It was in my little discovery kit, the little 2 milliliter vial. Went through that so fast. Every time I wear it, it's just so good. It's vanilla in like a woody, like leather-bound book sort of way, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. I don't know. There's just something very Oxford going to the library. I don't know.
No, it's very nice.
Literary. It's a literary vanilla. It's
and
lovely.
To me, it doesn't smell like, I said, all these literal vanillas that have come out. But you know that vanilla is the heart of it and the soul of it. But it smells like all these other ideas wrapped around vanilla.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It has dark woods, a little leather. Bit of leather, a tiny bit of whiskey booze, and tobacco. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. And that's a really nice vanilla.
Yeah.
Another really nice vanilla. My pick is Ariana Grande Mod Vanilla.
Yes.
I'm sorry if I stand my girl.
No, I really like that one, though.
It is really good.
I wear that more than Cloud.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
I don't wear it enough. I love that scent, and I think it's starting to pick up. Like, when something launches and everyone's excited about it, and they get it, and they wear it, and they post about it, and then you never hear about it again. That has won... sustained into, I think it's starting to pick up a life of its own.
I think so too.
You know,
starting to talk about it.
It's just this really pleasant vanilla, but it has a note of papyrus in it that I think really does pull up through. It's just,
is it like this kind of like translucent texture, which I really like.
It's papery.
It's almost like a marabou feather boa. There's something kind of light and feathery about it.
But I think it's dry too.
Yeah.
It's feathery. It's not I think heavy. That's a good.
It's light and feathery, but it's not like thick.
And it's it plays. It's like light through gauzy curtains or whatever. Yeah, like it's a light.
Play. It's gauzy.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really nice.
And to counter that, I will say Mod Blush is fine. But
it's fine,
Vanilla's the one. Mm-hmm. Like, we got another hit on our hands. And I think I would even put that above Cloud Pink.
Whoa.
Which I love, but I don't think like,
Cloud Pink needed to happen, TBH.
It's cute.
I wish there was, like, Cloud Vanilla or, like, Cloud Rose, or they had done it that way with...
I'm glad
I would love a cloud iris.
Since cloud is an abstract idea,
yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't pin it to something literal.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm glad that it's pink, like cloud pink, like two ideas.
Why not pink cloud? Why cloud pink?
Because cloud is cloud.
Pink cloud.
Okay. it's not grammar. So it's perfume.
This is so funny because I don't know anything about
this. I wanted to come up with a better name for this to still get where I'm trying to go.
Are you just talking about hands up in general?
No.
Okay.
Because when you're downtown, there is no just like hand soap. It's always like...
They always like partner with the brand to do their
It's
soap.
Always Dia Sindurga or Aloria, thank God. Or Aesop. Aesop. Fucking, yeah. The category is best smelling hand soap in the West Village.
Okay. I canonically do not go to the West Village because...
You're straight.
Because I'm straight. I am a woman. I'm like, wait, there's lots of straight women in the West Village. I'm just not in the tax bracket. But the best smelling hand soap I've ever smelled in a restaurant, I don't know what it is, but I will tell you it is at Bunna Cafe in Bushwick. It is Ethiopian restaurant.
Oh.
And Ethiopian food you eat with your hands. Mm. So they have a sink, just like an open sink in the back. Anybody can wash their hands at, which you should. And whatever soap they have, it's like an ambery sandalwood scent.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah. And it almost smells like something you would find at like a TJ Maxx.
Okay.
And I remember going
to... What does that mean?
Something you can buy in bulk.
Okay.
That's like...
But what does that smell like?
Wait, what?
What does that smell like?
It's ambery. It's sandalwood.
No, I know, but like, what is something okay. you can buy in bulk smell like?
It's something that's like a little more offbeat and elevated. Mm-hmm. So it's not, but it's not quite luxury.
Sure.
But it's still more elevated than a grocery store or a Target.
It's like maybe two luxury notes,
mm-hmm.
but that's all it is.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it always comes in bulk for some reason.
Yes.
But I remember going to a friend's house a couple of months later, and she had that soap. And I was like, what is this? And she said she got it at Home Goods. So I was like...
It started as a joke for me, but I always say that every restaurant bathroom below 14th only has Malin and Goetz rum. And you're it's right. become a joke, but I really... it's made me
it's realize a good scent.
That I really like that scent. However, and this is more boring than I want it to be, but it is true... D.S. and Durga's Big Sur After Rain. I always walk in, I'm like, oh, this shit again. And then I use it, and I'm like, they need to make that into a body fragrance. It's not that I don't like it. It's like, oh, you. But then it's...
But it is a body fragrance.
No, it's not.
Or body product. Mm-mm. I thought it was.
Well, not a, like a fine fragrance.
Oh, okay. I thought they had it as a hand soap.
That's what I mean. It is a hand soap.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
But I want... It's so good that yeah. I'm like, please make an EDP of this. Also, I'm saying this really quickly as a note to future self... when I'm editing this, to just buy it online because you'll be at your laptop, you dumbass, is have you heard of the hand brand Amass?
No.
They're this like brand that does hand soap and hand sanitizer in a couple scents, and they're like $40 each, which is more than I want to pay for hand soap, but they do this scent called Four Thieves.
Okay.
And it's like cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, and some other thing. It's so good.
Anyway, how do you spell the name?
A-M-A-S-S.
A mess. Okay.
Anyways, tied in by that. Oh, yeah, this is okay. yours.
The Nepo Wafer Award for Most Complimented Fragrance.
What's a Nepo Wafer?
I was trying to make a pun.
Nepo Wafer.
Wait.
What? Different cultures are so beautiful.
Neko Wafer. I was making a pun on Neko Wafer.
What's a Neko Wafer?
Look.
Oh, those things you can like you pay tolls with.
Yeah, they're little. They're like candies from the past.
They're chalk.
Yeah, they're chalk candies. Yeah. Anyway, that's my pun failure. Wait, anyway, the Nepo Baby Award for Most Complimented Fragrance.
That's where we were going with that.
I don't know. Let me have my puns.
Okay.
And bringing it back, mine is Prada Paradox.
That's. Super real. Yeah.
The data does not lie. Mm-hmm. It is my most complimented scent from everyone across the board.
Yeah.
Men, women, old men, young men, younger women.
People.
Dogs.
Love that scent.
Cats. Everybody loves it.
Love it.
Insane. So much so to the point where I'm like, how come I haven't seen this go viral?
A little bit.
I haven't seen it.
No, yeah, same.
Yeah.
Extremely that.
Yeah.
No, you're so right.
Like, why hasn't this popped off?
Did I tell you Julia texted me and she was like, there's this fragrance I love. You'll never believe what it is. I was like, what? And it's Prada Paradox.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it. My mom, again.
And it's a big designer brand.
We believe in Prada Paradox supremacy.
I'm like, how much are you?
It's designer prices. What, 80?
Ooh, it's $165 for 3 ounces.
Okay, that's a big bitch, though.
Yeah.
I have something bitch on this podcast.
So it's a tick more expensive than normal department store counter, but still in the realm. Still in the realm.
Still very much in the realm.
Yeah. And it's so good. And again, people will pay money for a little piece of that luxury designer steez.
They made the bottle look
The bottle's
like
really cool.
A tangible version of their logo. Yeah. They're going to print money off that. For
And people
years.
Buy those little nylon Prada bags all the time.
Yeah.
People buy this fragrance. It's a really nice fragrance.
It's really good.
Yeah.
My answer to this is, and it's one of my favorites, and I wonder if it is more complimented because I wear a little bit more of it because it's a little less dense than other fragrances that I like. Nette's La Forêt. La Forêt.
Oh, you love that.
How am I saying that?
La Forêt.
La Forêt.
Yeah.
I really do. It is so not a me fragrance, but I cannot stop.
I have the travel vial of that. It's I'll have to break
so
it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for some reason. It's just sandalwood and mist and air and cedar and like blonde wood. I don't know. And it sounds
it's funny because
so,
that's so not you.
I know. It sounds so boring.
It's
I could
so
die.
Like Montecito
but it's just
Mama.
Like, yeah. No, it's so beautiful. And so maybe I do wear a spray or two more of it. Then that's why people notice it. But I get a lot of compliments on it. Anytime I put it on, I just, it might be my favorite fragrance of the year.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Unexpected.
I know.
I mean, it you know what? It's September. We got another financial quarter to go.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm referencing?
Yes, of course. I know what you're referencing. I know every meme.
Okay, you have to say in the accent.
Should you do it or should I do it?
We shoot together.
Okay. The ladies and gentlemen,
award for best girl smell. Mine is, hands down, Killian Princess. Meanwhile, I thought of this category because I think it's interesting how that now in our fragrance culture, we're moving away from gender identifiers with fragrance.
Sure.
But that doesn't stop literally everyone from making feminine fragrances, mm-hmm. marketing them as feminine. All of the language is about being that girl. Mm. And then they're like, it's unisex. Or like, it's genderless. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But Killian Princess is the most fluffy girl scent I can think of. Mm-hmm. That I love it, which was unexpected because I didn't think I would like any of those scents. It's mocha marshmallow.
Isn't it matcha?
Matcha.
Green tea mocha.
It's a green tea mocha, which what the hell
we
is
that? We realize
that
makes no sense, but it that's what the copy says.
It makes no sense, but the flavors you can imagine. Green tea mocha, marshmallow, white florals, patchouli, and something that's like a chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. It is a warm, spicy gourmand. And every time I wear it, I feel like I have a big bow on my head, like a big pink Tynan bow.
Yes. Say that.
That is the visual identifier of wearing this fragrance.
You know it. Oh, no. I was going to say they changed it, but they didn't.
Oh.
Sipping on a green tea mocha, which is not
I see. I do smell a little bit of like the creamy matcha, like a matcha latte kind of thing.
Okay.
The mocha thing throws me.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't just say green tea latte.
I had a matcha IPA this week.
What the heck?
Yeah. It was weirdly very...
They need to stop.
They do.
They
it
need...
It was bright green.
Ew.
It was from a sushi restaurant, though, so I feel like it was less okay. like... I think it was supposed to be that.
Yeah, but
it was greener than your dress. What's that?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was like... It just tasted like a regular IPA, and then it had like a little... Like a noticeable matcha like in the on the back end.
Huh.
Very weird. Anyway.
Interesting.
Okay, so I have two answers. My original answer was Love, Don't Be Shy.
Oh, yes.
A fragrance that I unabashedly love. Mm-hmm. It's so satisfying. So beautiful. I don't care how popular it is or is not. But you know what? I think the best girl smell of this year or whatever, and I know this very prestigious award show is not tied to years, but I think the best girl smell right now is, sorry, but Prada Paradox.
I agree. I 100% agree.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm really curious to smell the intense version because
yeah.
I'm like, what are you going to do to this to make it more intense?
Yeah.
It's pretty intense as is.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what they amped up.
Huh.
Or edit.
I'm also just like, why haven't you emailed me about this?
Did you say warn me about this?
No, why haven't they emailed me about this
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah.
That's all you've talked about all year.
They are going to get an email from me.
Literally.
That's our pretty edited down award show.
Yeah, I feel like that was a good one.
Yeah. I think we took a few nonsensical, riskier takes last the years past, but this is a little bit more streamlined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm curious to know how other people would answer those awards categories.
We should ask.
We should ask.
Should we too? No, none of us are graphic designers. I'm not going to take us on that road. I was going to say, like, post one of those fucking fill in your own Instagram story things where people screenshot.
I can change the little Spotify question to ask.
No, I just want compliments.
Okay.
Send us compliments. Leave us 5 stars. Leave us a cute review mm-hmm. wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you want to leave us a voice note, shop our very luxurious merch, drop us a line. You can do it on our website at smellyoulater.mp3.
Smellyoulater.live.
Fuck me. God, I was going to say it only took me 3 years to get right and I still fucked it up.
So close.
Smellyoulater.live. Year 4. You can follow us on Instagram at, I don't even know what the truth is anymore, smellyoulater.mp3.
Yes.
You can follow me at Tynan Buck.
And I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.